The court rejected an effort by Barry and Perry of New Hampshire to have eyewitness testimony in his burglary conviction thrown out. He claimed police had used a suggestive technique to prompt a woman to identify him. He was the only black man standing next to police in a parking lot when officers asked her to identify him. Keith Finley is the co-director of the Wisconsin Innocence Project at the UW-Madison Law School. He says the court missed a chance to broaden the ability of defendants to question eyewitness testimony.
Since 1967, the Supreme Court has been keenly aware that eyewitness identification is prone to errors and is one of the leading causes of wrongful convictions.
In fact, more than 76% of the first 250 convictions overturned by DNA evidence involve people who were convicted on the basis of eyewitness misidentification, a fact that was highlighted in the lone dissent in this ruling by Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Findlay says the majority ruled that defendants can only challenge eyewitness testimony on a constitutional basis when police have clearly tried to sway the witness to finger a specific perpetrator.
Justice Sotomayor's dissent contends, no, that what the due process is concerned about is the fairness of the proceedings in court, and that turns on whether or not the evidence is reliable.
Finley says the ruling does have a silver lining, though, for innocence projects across the country in that it reaffirms that the court is concerned about the reliability of eyewitness testimony, and it leaves the door open for trial courts to consider the mounting research evidence that it is too often faulty. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.